Welcome, everyone, to the Ottawa Red Blacks season preview call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchinson.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire from the League Office at the Canadian Football League. Welcome to this installment of our annual season preview call. On the line today, we have General Manager of the Ottawa Red Blacks, Marcel Desjardins, Head Coach Rick Campbell, and Quarterback Trevor Harris. We'll be jumping straight into the Q&A today to talk about the season ahead, so let's kick things off.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. We thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. We now have a first question. It is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Just reviewing the season last year, Coach Campbell started out awkwardly, ended strong. When you review the season, what was the turnaround point, or how did the team progress so positively in the second half of the season? And number two is, you didn't have a whole lot of takeaways last year, and I'm wondering, is takeaway something you can identify and coach to be successful, or is it something that comes through circumstances?
The first part of your question, you're right, is we lacked making some big momentum-changing plays earlier in the season. We'd play some pretty decent football in stretches, but in some big moments, we either gave up a big play or weren't able to create a big play, and we lost some very close football games. As the year went on, we started to get more turnovers, do those type of things to make the plays in the key moments to turn those close games in our favor. I think it absolutely can be coached. It's something we need to make sure we emphasize in practice with the defense, trying to strip the ball out. Regardless of the drill or what we're doing in practice. So turnovers are key, so we need to really emphasize that, and we actually did that in our mini camp we had just recently. Also, it's about the offense, making sure they protect the ball. So definitely a point of emphasis for us this year. You'll usually find the teams with the better records are have the best plus-minus turnover ratio, so it's something we'll continue to work on.
And a quick question for Trevor. Trevor, this offseason you've expressed many times it was one of your best off seasons in terms of personal preparation. Can you go into some of the details on how you got ready so successfully, mentally, physically, this offseason as opposed to others?
There's always research that, you know, goes into, you know, how you can prepare yourself mentally, physically, nutritionally, emotionally. You know, there's certain things like sleep and hydration that are so huge yet get pushed to the back burner, and you end up getting 5-6 hours of sleep. And those are the small things that I've kind of honed in on, along with, you know, doing certain different types of brain training and certain different ways of watching film. When I talk to, you know, other quarterbacks in different leagues, how they look for things and what they do with their film studies and whatnot. And obviously physically I've prepared a lot differently in terms of my training as well. And so, done certain things with my mechanics and just exciting all around. And I always get fired up every offseason because it's a new challenge to try and better yourself. And this season has been no different, and I feel like I've succeeded in that. And so it'll be fun to tee it up and see how it works out.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Martin Comtois from Le Droit. Please go ahead. À vous la parole.
Merci. La question est pour Monsieur Desjardins. Monsieur Desjardins, durant la saison morte, les gens ont beaucoup vanté les embauches des Alouettes de Montréal. Le fait que les Argonauts ont gardé intact leur alignement qui leur a permis de gagner la Coupe Grey. Quand Hamilton a ajouté certains morceaux clés. Personne ne parle nécessairement du rouge et noir. Est-ce que vous trouvez que vous êtes un peu perçu comme les négligés en vue de la prochaine saison?
C'est certainement pas quelque chose qui me limite à 5 ou 6 heures de sommeil le soir. Là. Écoute, nous autres, on est très satisfaits avec tout ce qu'on a pu faire pendant la saison morte. Du point de vue offensif, on a pu garder les joueurs clés. Du côté défensif, on a fait beaucoup de changements. Donc, pour nous autres, écoute, on s'inquiète de nos devoirs, de notre organisation et puis qu'est-ce qui s'occasionne à l'extérieur. C'est vraiment quelque chose qui ne nous concerne pas trop, ni les commentaires à ce niveau-là.
Qu'est-ce qui vous laisse croire que l'équipe peut être meilleure par rapport à l'année passée?
Bien, premièrement, le fait que notre corps arrière, que Trevor va avoir déjà une saison complète comme partant dans son background, comme on dit. Donc ça va nous aider beaucoup. Le fait que du point de vue offensif, on avait quand même plusieurs nouveaux joueurs l'année passée, donc le même fait que ces gars-là vont être ensemble une deuxième saison. Et comme je disais, défensivement, le fait qu'on a pu ajouter beaucoup de morceaux clés.
Merci.
Thank you. Merci. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for doing this, guys. My question is for Marcel and Rick. Marcel, you brought in Kyrie Seabert after he was released from Montreal. What do you guys think, I guess, Marcel, from your role in signing him and Rick as a coach, what do you guys think that Kyrie can bring to your team and your defense this year?
Well, he'll bring a lot of things to our team in terms of intangibles, in terms of leadership, in terms of a guy who's been there and done that. And then when you transition and look at what he can do on the field for us, and I'll let Rick speak to that more specifically, but again, an impact type player, a difference maker, a player who goes all out all the time, and who's familiar with what we're going to be doing defensively. So those are all big pieces that he will bring to the puzzle.
And minicamp got a definite taste of it. Is he's a guy, he's a very hard worker, he's intense and always works hard in practice, so he's a good leader that way, and he's a good example to follow for the guys, so he looked good. Also, if you don't know his age or anything and you watch him running around at practice at this mini camp we just had, he looks good, his legs are fresh, he's running around, he's a rangy guy, which is going to help our defense out as he can knock some balls down and make some plays, and then as we all know, he brings a physical element to the game, so we're excited to use him, whether that's blitzing or dropping him into coverage or whatever that is. So I think he's going to be a good addition for us.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for doing this. My question, I guess, would be for Marcel. I was just curious how the Josh Johnson signing came about.
Just a guy that we kind of had an eye on for a little while, and we reached out and had to be patient with his timeline, him and his agent, and wanting to explore as much as possible down south. And then also for us, just making sure that it made sense for us from a cap perspective. And when all those pieces were able to come together, it was an easy decision both on our end and on his end.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel that fit into what Coach Thorpe is going to do on defense?
I can answer that. The good thing about Josh is we all know he's been up here, so he's familiar with the CFL game. He also, again, got a good feel for him in the mini camp as he can play multiple spots. So that's going to be good that he's a versatile guy. He's going to end up knowing all the positions in the back end, which will be a big help. He also looked really good athletically. He was moving around really well, was quick, flipping his hips, doing all those things you want to see a CFL defensive back do. So the good news is we're going to be able to plug him in a couple spots, and he's going to be a good addition for us.
And this could be for either of you, but did you expect him to come back to the CFL so early, I suppose, in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, again, those discussions were going on for a little bit, so we knew there was a possibility. I mean, we weren't banking on it by any stretch, but, you know, at the end of the day, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, when everything lined up, both on our end and on his end, you know, we're thrilled to have him.
Yeah, he told me, too, he's excited to find a home to play football in and just wants to get out there and get going, and you could tell he came to minicamp, he meant business, and had done his homework as far as learning some things, and showed up ready to go. And I think he just wants to get focused and play football, and I'm glad he's going to be doing it for us.
Did you guys feel like there was other CFL teams competing for his services? And if so, why do you feel like we were able to sell him on Ottawa?
To my knowledge, there might have been a little bit of interest elsewhere, but at the end of the day, I think part of the equation here was just the timing of the signing relative to CFL free agency, relative to other teams' cap space. So whether there was, you know, serious interest elsewhere, I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, again, our conversations had been going on with the agent for, you know, a decent amount of time, and we always felt comfortable that if he was going to decide to come to Canada, that we were going to be that choice.
And money drives a lot of it, as we know. We all need money to pay the bills, but we also make a big effort here to let players know they're going to be treated well, that it's going to be a first-class facility, all those things, and fit into a good culture here. So, you know, money talks, but also those side benefits are a good thing, too, so we always want to sell people on that.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Ms. Hutchinson.
All right. If anyone has any further questions, now is your time. So we'll just give one last call, and then we'll wrap up after that.
Thank you. So once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question.
All right, sounds like we're done for the day. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. Please note that tomorrow's call will be at a different time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow we'll host Edmonton season preview call, where we'll be joined by general manager Brock Sunderland, head coach Jason Moss, and quarterback Mike Riley. The full schedule of preview calls is available at press.cfl.ca, and the season kicks off on June 14th with Edmonton versus Winnipeg at Investors Group Field. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. The conference is now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.